You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. Look, I'm no beer expert, but I do play one on podcasts. And that's why you should trust me and that Oscar Blues Brewing Company is one of the best beers out there, the original people to put craft beer in a can with their Dale's Pale Ale, which, by the way, is also delicious. So, you know, convenient to support that. And they've got all kinds of flavors, 4 different locations, 2 in Colorado, 1 in Austin, 1 in North Carolina. Delicious beers. Big supporter of OneOfUs.net. Well worth going out of your way to go to the breweries and check it out, where you can get lots of seasonals not available elsewhere, as well as their homemade sodas. Oh my God, they're so good. And just buy them in the store, because you can find their cans all over the place. So delicious. Also, please, if you're not already a subscriber, I mean, come on, as little as $2 a month, $5 a month, or if you want to go up to 10 or 25 as well, there's different perks at every single level where you get lots of bonus stuff inside of the forums of extra podcasts and videos and all sorts of stuff that we do. It is the only reason we're able to keep going. Also, think about liking us on all our various different social media, especially our YouTube page. We'd love to get more likes on there. That does make a difference because we do get ad revenue from those things. So please, if you go on there and subscribe to our YouTube page, that makes a difference as well. I feel like this movie has something for everyone. I mean, everyone can, you know, relate to this. I mean, who hasn't fucked a puppet, right? I mean, we all remember back in high school the first time you fucked a puppet and you were like, well, I'm never doing that again. But you had to see what it was like, right? Why are you all looking at me?
I just like picturing a guy named Vampire in high school fucking a puppet.
Wait, your high school nickname was Vampire?
You didn't know that?
Holy shit.
It's a little more like post-high school, but, you know.
I mean, you make more and more sense to me every day.
I'll show you a picture sometime. You'll be like, oh my God.
Did you look like a vampire?
Well, I look like a guy who wished he was a vampire.
Vampire puppet?
I look like a vampire. So that's true. I did. We're talking about the Happy Time Murders. I'm Chris.
Patience.
Miguel.
Ben.
Cam.
And this is one of the most long, in-production films I have ever heard of outside of The Meg. They've been talking about this movie, I think Ben was saying, or no, Mike was saying, yeah. I remember you guys talking about this movie in pre-production when Spill.com was still around. Did it as a, talking about it as a story. And it already was the second time they had already
so
sort of
they've been doing this for 10 years, and this is what they came up with?
Trying to get it made.
Didn't they get sued for a little while?
I believe there was
lawsuit with actual Henson estate.
But it's his son making it.
I know, but they didn't. But there was a lot of things about how they didn't want it to be associated with, I don't know.
Yeah, because technically his son doesn't belong to Sesame Workshop. Right. And the tagline was all no sesame, all street. And so they were like, okay, you're insinuating
right,
a direct
that.
Connection,
yeah, yeah.
Even though this is the son of Henson doing these puppets. Anyway, regardless, we finally got the movie, such as it is, I'm really glad they didn't go, we should voice all the puppets by big stars, the way they do with animated films. They're let's get people who are actual people who are used to doing voice acting work.
Right.
Yeah, you know? And then the humans can be big stars.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, stars, I suppose. Big is it depends on, well, unless we're talking about Melissa McCarthy.
Elizabeth Banks, yeah,
Elizabeth Banks.
She's a big star.
It was a fat joke, I apologize.
Oh, Jesus.
Actually, she didn't make any fat jokes in this movie, I admired, but she did make a lot of I look like a man jokes,
yeah, a lot of
which were
jokes,
really uncomfortable.
Yeah. Masculine jokes.
There was maybe one or two that I thought it makes sense. They kept going and every character is so you're dude, right? No.
But she's not the primary character. A puppet voiced by Bill Beretta named Phil is the primary character, who's a hard-boiled private dick. In a world where puppets and humans coexist, except humans are really kind of prejudiced against puppets.
You're even more worried about those public dicks.
They're super prejudiced
against them. Puppetist.
He runs he was a former cop. He got kicked off the force for a story that gets revealed a little bit later on in the film. And he now works as a private detective with his secretary, Bubbles, played by Maya Rudolph, who just loves him to pieces. He's the best. But short glass of water, I suppose is what you can say for a hot puppet, walks into his office.
And, short glass of water.
I mean, she's not tall, so
tall box of fluff.
Yeah, a tall box of fluff walks into his office, who says, I'm being threatened, Sandra, who is voiced by Doreen Davies, and she's like, oh, yeah, and also I'm an infomaniac, which, you know, that's not going to come back up again. Something will. Puppet dick. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, it turns out that even though that's happening, the plot seems to get away from it and go to this other thing where someone is murdering the puppets that starred on this very popular 1980s television show, The Happy Time Gang, all of whom are not really terribly all that happy anymore, with the possible exception of Phil's own brother, who has gone full... like human. What would be the word, like,
Michael Jackson?
Terms like Oreo or banana?
Sold out.
Like, what would it be for the puppets? What do you if you're like felt on the outside but pink on the inside? I don't know what that would be.
Because he like bleached himself to make
and he got a fake nose.
He got a human, more human nose. But someone is offing the puppets, and when they off his brother, that's the last straw. He's going to get involved, which means his old lieutenant, who clearly kind of likes him still, despite the fact he was kicked off the force before, is like, you're going to work with your old partner, and they can't stand each other. And old partner is Melissa McCarthy, Detective Connie Edwards. I thought she was actually surprisingly good,
and I think part of that is maybe the directing new in the cutter riffing, but I find Melissa McCarthy can be good, and then sometimes the director just lets her riff, and it's just the same, you know, bumbling person or fat person joke over and over.
Sure.
This time, I think they kind of balanced her better, but that's partially because I don't think any character really got all that much time on screen except for Phil, really.
Yeah, I mean, Phil's definitely the primary character here, to be sure. There's lots of side characters that appear here, lots of puppets that have brief roles before they die.
Yeah. They all have brief roles, but they're all memorable, and they do this thing that's actually really, I thought was funny. I think it was meant to be dark, but they had, like, puppet body horror things that they did throughout the movie. By the way, they do not explain at all in this movie why puppets are alive or walking around. It's just something you have to go with.
I figured, like, whatever that episode of Angel was, like, somehow someone successfully cast that spell on a wider range.
Well,
so.
I feel like it was just like, hey, it's the same thing as Sesame Street. Did anyone ever question why there was puppets living on
that's
Sesame
true.
Street?
It's one of those you just assume that that's
just,
a thing.
Like, they're just coexisting.
Well, I mean, it was just a sunny day watching the clouds go fly away.
Oh, dear Lord. But in this case, it's like Sesame Street, which everyone lives together amicably.
Yeah.
This is...
Yeah, everyone's kind of like... I mean, they're if you've ever seen Peter Jackson's Meet the Feebles, it was the first movie to do this, where it's like... It's puppets, and there was a puppet show, but everybody is, like, on drugs and having fucking and stuff, and this is that, but considerably toned down compared to that movie, which is, wow, a hard NC-17 if I ever saw one for a movie that's mainly that way for puppet dick. But, and puppet gore. But this one is still clearly a rated R film. I mean, like, the one thing, the main puppet never stopped smoking cigarettes pretty much through the entire movie. So you're like, automatically you go, this is not pointed at children.
Like the least rated R thing about him, though, smoking cigarettes.
But that's what I now all hard and fast rule with Hollywood.
It was like 50 or 60% of the dialogue was, you know, swear words. And, you know, I was talking to you, Chris, and I was like, that got old really quickly. Mm-hmm. You know, within the first 5-10 minutes, and after that, they just kept throwing at you, trying to see what was sticking.
I mean, they still managed to occasionally catch you off guard with one of those jokes. There's a joke in that's even in the trailer that involves sperm and being silly string that is one of those jokes that it shouldn't be funny, and it's one of those that works because of how long it goes on. They push it and push it and push it till it actually starts to become funny. You know, there's a lot of that sort of way, like where you're like, okay, it's an old joke. It's a joke falling back on the juxtaposition. Oh, it's a puppet doing something that you don't expect to see puppets do. But some of it managed to be cleverer than
Well, that
just,
scene in the porn shop in general had some clever wordplay, some bits. The porn movie that he walks by
was hilarious.
Actually a pretty clever idea as far as using puppet humor and all that. That scene actually I think is one of the ones that was like, okay, we're going to go hard adult as quickly as we can. And I was like, okay, this actually kind of works. Then it was more hit or miss as this movie went on because it kept trying to be like, see, we can still be edgy and dark. I'm like, no, you proved that. Let's try to balance the humor where the humor is good as opposed to just edgy.
I like the porn one. It was like puppets that love asses, and on the cover it's like two puppets and a donkey. I was like, okay, that's pretty good. There's a lot of like hidden jokes throughout it like that, like little blinking and missing humor.
Yeah, super quick jokes, and a lot of the side characters would just say a line that would crack the whole audience up. I feel like the side characters had more laughs than the main characters.
Well, I mean, it's the human side characters aren't all that interesting overall. Like, poor Elizabeth Banks, who's so much more talented than deserves to be in this movie, is given next to nothing to do.
I feel like she just loved puppets, and like Henson's kid was like, please be in the movie. He's like, I love puppets. Let's do this.
And Joel McHale, who I think is funny as shit, is they've got him playing a hard-ass character in here who's kind of like the butt of some other people's jokes, and it's really a role that could have been played by absolutely anyone.
But I do think his reaction shots and the way he delivers his lines was, again, because Joel McHale's just that good, it is entertaining. Like, you know, I had patients next to me, and she was laughing every time. She's like, she goes, Joel in the background is just so good.
Well, I mean, if you look at his face, it's like Chris said, the reaction shots of his face were amazing. He was doing some great face acting, but I do think that he was underutilized. I would have liked to see
three scenes, maybe?
If you like puppets and you like puppet design, that's the strongest thing this movie has to offer, because there is some really well done puppet design in this. Like, trying to create a world where some puppets are hard or have had a rough life and they look like shit, or they're drug addicts, junkies and stuff. Those puppet designs are fucking badass.
One of my favorite scenes was when they go to a chop shop or something like that. One of the characters was in there. There's just all these rough characters in there. One of my favorite scenes in it.
Oh, yeah. No, all the guys who were like the toughs who looked like they definitely had sort of some of them being puppet versions of ethnic stereotypes to some degree are like so well detailed, their faces and everything. You're like, you've never seen puppets that look like this before. And I was really
uncomfortable
impressed
to look
with it.
Which I loved. It was like, I expected to be kind of bored in this. But they constantly gave you like puppets to look at or celebrities that would pop in. Have no real character, but it was like celebrities in a weird movie that I could look at. And
my favorite puppet was towards the end of the movie in the airport. When I don't want to surprise anybody, but that was my favorite.
Well, I mean, I also liked, there's actually a puppet on Melissa McCarthy fight scene in this movie that I thought overall was shot pretty competently. And again, just the puppetry to do that, I can't imagine. They show you a little bit in the after credits some of how they did some of the puppetry, but it's just like, wow, to do a fight scene with, you know, a real human and, you know, even the detail that they went into with that many, you know, puppets.
That was pretty well shot.
Yeah. I thought it was, I like, after that, I was like, okay.
I mean, nobody
brought me back here. This scene's actually pretty good.
No one would mistake that from a scene from the Raid films, but still, you know, although I would totally watch a Gareth Evans directed, like, Muppet action.
Oh, my God. Now, I'm sorry. I need a few minutes in the bathroom here.
The puppet. Tade.
What?
I don't know.
What? You just said a word that wasn't even a word. The puppet Tade.
The puppet Tade.
I don't know what's
as far as like the fight scenes and everything go, I feel like they did a really good job at giving the puppets weight and making them feel like they were real beings in this world.
They did a great job CGing out the people who were controlling them. I honestly thought most of the time it was a dwarf in a suit, but during the credits there's scenes where they show they were guys in, like, you know, with the full green suits who were moving them around the whole time. I was like, that was pretty
impressive.
Did you
think it was a dwarf in a suit? A dwarf in a suit?
Dwarf, yeah.
Little person in a suit because of the legs?
Okay thing. You can't say midget, not dwarf.
I was fully expecting for them to not show the Muppets' legs this whole movie, but they went out of their way to, like, show them walking around constantly.
Well, you remember the first time you saw the Muppet movie when Kermit was on the bike and you were like, that's not right. You're like, that is not right.
Oh, come on. You've seen him sitting on a log.
Yeah, but still.
Black magic
bike.
Fucker.
But here, I was like, I never had that.
Start singing.
I was waiting for a patient to clue in.
Why are there so many?
Oh, gosh.
Movies with puppets cussing? Well, in fact, there's only two.
I was surprised that I did, in fact, enjoy Melissa McCarthy in this, although I do feel they do this big buildup of how much she and this other puppet hate each other, and they're kind of over it almost immediately once they have to work together.
Yeah.
It's like they're, like, sniping at each other a little bit, but you're like, wow, they moved past that pretty quick.
Yeah.
But they're funny together. I do like there's a neat, it's sort of like a, just a nice little detail where she basically has a puppet organ in her, like a puppet liver.
It's not what it sounds like.
Because
you were talking about puppets.
So she can get high off like candy, like puppets, like they snort like pixie sticks, like Coke, and they drink maple syrup like whiskey, and she's like sitting in her house just downing glasses of maple syrup to get fucked up. I'm like, That's funny.
Yeah.
That was cute.
Yeah. And I will say also, I did like the Lieutenant Leslie David Baker, or Stanley from The Office, as most people know him.
Right. He rolls his eyes better than anyone else.
Exactly.
In
and he looks like he's just having fun, like, being, you know, being there and basically, you know, being a big fan of Phil and, like, you know, stopping the two from fighting and then basically pissing on both of them at the same time. It's pretty great.
But, I mean, I guess overall it feels like most of us kind of, like, fell down a sort of high middle on this one. Yeah. But let's figure that out for real and start with our final thoughts. And, Miguel, why don't you start us off?
You know, this movie was, it wasn't my sort of thing, but the audience was really into it. A lot of people were laughing. So who am I to shit on that sort of stuff? It's just
I think they were just drunk.
I think you'll find as you go to more and more of these that the audience, no matter how bad the movie is, will always be laughing.
Because they got it for free and they're happy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every single time. But never gauge these by the audience. Right. Trust me.
But, you know, there were some weird choices. That, like the soundtrack, the songs that they chose just felt like they cherry-picked, like, the best songs from action films from the last 10 years. And, you know, it was kind of off-putting for me. I enjoyed the puppetry. That's always awesome to see. One of my favorite scenes was at the end, as you said earlier, when they kind of showed the behind the scenes of it, which that doesn't say a lot for your film if I enjoyed the behind the scenes of it more than I did the actual film.
Behind the scenes are pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would give it, like 6.5 out of, 10 exploding puppet dicks.
There you go. Kim?
I think the best thing I can say about this movie is it got in and it got out really quickly. It was right at an hour and a half, which was perfect, because to me it felt like an overblown, like, SNL skit that could have been really funny for, like, 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But watching an hour and a half, it was testing me a little bit. This might be the worst movie I've seen in theaters, which is saying a lot. I saw Jurassic World 2 in theaters. So
you thought this was worse than Jurassic World 2?
Yes.
Wow.
I will say I think it's a good-looking movie for what it is, a puppet movie with people doing stuff. I think whoever was, like, moving the puppets and doing the voice acting, that was all really strong. I was a little bit turned off by the, like, noir type vibe they were trying to do with the voiceover that kept coming throughout the movie.
I mean, it is a noir film, ultimately.
It is.
It's every trope.
It is, but it's you can do it right and you can do it wrong. I feel like Jessica Jones' first season did it very right.
Mm-hmm.
This movie did it very wrong, where what he was saying, most of the time, nothing caught my attention. It's they weren't doing anything story-wise for me, basically.
Okay.
I will say I did admire how Melissa McCarthy was in this movie. She's not as good as in Spy, but it is one of my favorite roles that I've seen her in. She's not making fun of herself.
Spy
There's no slapstick.
Is still her best film, I think.
Yes, Spy is like really high up. This was it's sad, but this is kind of right beneath it, and that's just saying how bad I think her other films are. But because I don't like this movie whatsoever, but I do appreciate how they didn't do like she was a straight man in the her Muppet partner was like the goofy guy. They both had their comedic moments. They both had like a lot of different character traits that were ongoing throughout the movie.
I would argue it was the other way, that the puppet was the straight guy and she was the goofy one.
Right, but he wasn't so straight that he didn't crack a joke every now and again. Sure. or have like a funny commentary on something. So it had its moments where I got a few chuckles, but I was never like, you know, busting over laughing or anything like that. I would give it 3 out of 10 sugar smacks.
What about you? Nope, Ben. Sorry. Take out Patience. I looked right at Patience and went, Ben.
So I think maybe I'm liking it better just because I saw the trailers enough that I... Honestly, the trailers did nothing for me. Every time I watched this, I was like, it looks like they're focusing on Melissa McCarthy to be, you know, Melissa McCarthy in every other movie. As Kim said, I don't care for most of her other movies. But I think here she was used pretty well, or at least used sparingly enough that it made her be a good part of this movie. I really did like Bill Beretta as Phil. I thought he had a lot of fun with it. I mean, clearly, you know, he's an experienced puppeteer and voice actor, but, like, you know, doing the gravelly, you know, film noir type detective, I enjoyed that. I'm a big noir fan. I agree with Kim, it wasn't a great noir, but I thought he brought the right energy for that kind of hardened detective thing, and it kind of worked for me. But overall, I mean, yeah, I think the movie worked for me a lot more than I thought it would from the trailers. I wish that it had cut out some things. It hadn't tried to play up all the sex jokes as much. The drug jokes were pretty okay because it wasn't them actually doing real drugs. It was puppet drugs. And yeah. I was like, that's a bit funnier where it's kind of like its own thing. And there's one joke, I think, about you guys got any cocaine that was like just out of nowhere that kind of...
But even that was like, that was a post-credits.
Yeah,
that was
post-credits? Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I mean, it's like there were some little things, but I think overall, yeah, I liked it more than I thought I would. I liked it more than I didn't. In the end, I give it a 6 out of 10 puppet vaginas.
And now, patience.
Yay!
Chris, you should have just gone by yourself.
Now we don't have enough time for patience.
Well, I think you all know what she thinks.
I'm actually middle of the road on this movie. I really can't decide if I liked it as... It was okay. It was fine. I think I liked the puppets more than I liked the humans in this film.
Agreed.
The puppets were amazing. They were funny. They were interesting. They were good. They were like interesting to look at as well as their dialogue and what they're going through just living in a human world where they're completely and utterly discriminated against. But the humans, I was just like, I mean, Melissa McCarthy was less Melissa McCarthy than I've seen.
McCarthy,
thank you. And then I've seen her in other films. Like, she was like a toned down version of herself.
Even then, she was still like, she was still weird the degree that they had her doing really absurd, like, shtick in a role that didn't seem like it called for it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. And then I do think that they underutilized Joel McHale and Maya Rudolph even. Mm. Bill Beretta was fantastic, and I just saw that he plays one of my favorite Muppets, which is Pepe, the King Prong.
But he plays Pepe?
I am Pepe!
Oh my god.
King Prong!
Who is my favorite Muppet.
No, it's Ralph all about Pepe.
Pepe is the best. Pepe.
Ralph is the Tom Waits of the Muppet Show, so by default,
we know
I love
who Ralph
him.
Is.
Ralph is great. Yeah.
Pepe the King Prong! sorry.
You would love Pepe.
I love Pepe the King Prong. He's fantastic. Have you ever seen Muppets in Space?
Really think he's better than Ralph the Dog?
Have you seen Muppets in Space?
Can you speak?
Muppets in Space.
No more whiskey
Melissa
for patience.
Melissa McCarthy. I am tripping over my own tongue tonight. But definitely, otherwise, it was all that pixie dust I snorted earlier.
We were doing lines.
Patience was pretty unhappy because they were handing out to other people Twizzlers before the movie started.
And I was like, why am I not getting Twizzlers
right
now?
Wait, there were Twizzlers?
Yeah. Well, they mean not
to the,
not,
to the
not
people in front of us. The rows in front of us.
Twizzlers.
I like Twizzlers.
Well, we got pretzels, so we still win.
We got pretzels.
Yeah, but you paid for them.
Don't tell the people that. They don't know that.
Did you ever snort pixie sticks when you were a kid?
No.
Oh, that's what's wrong with me. Anyway,
much has been explained. Much is now understood.
I need to watch this movie again before I can decide whether I really, really liked it or not. But for right now, I'm going to give it a tentative 6.5 maple syrup bottles out of 10.
Yeah, I mean, like, this is one of those movies, that, like a lot of comedies, where I'm like, I know people who are really genuinely going to enjoy the hell out of this. I'm very hard on comedies, famously, and even I managed to go, I didn't find this annoying. I laughed maybe once every 15 minutes during this, which is not, generally speaking, a great joke to laugh
ratio. The person sitting next to Ben.
Oh my God,
yeah.
I was like, are there hyenas in the audience? I was like, everything was hysterical.
I felt patience look through me like
she was like
three times.
Female Robert De Niro in Cape Fear. It was ridiculous.
She was like Tony watching any Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah, right? I thought it was okay. I'm like, yeah, I'll watch this again probably someday. Not going, I can't wait to see this on Blu-ray now. But 5 years from now or something, I'll be like, yeah, you know what? I'd like to watch this movie again. I thought it was cute. My biggest issue with it ultimately are snobby reasons because of how much I love noir and the fact that this is the most boring, obvious noir story in the world.
Agreed.
It is every fucking cliche, and I get it. It's supposed to be funny. But the stuff about that on that level is not funny. The stuff that's supposed to be like, oh, it's a mockery of noir, a sad send-up of noir, it's not really. It's just bad, predictable noir.
Yeah.
There's nothing clever or original about it. And I was like, you know, it would have made a lot of sense to try and throw a few surprises in here, but there are none, at least as far as the plot goes.
To me, it felt like the director had his hands full with the puppets and couldn't really do anything else.
Well, they're puppets.
They're notorious for being divas.
Yeah. I just, like I said, think this is okay. It's worth a few laughs. It was clever in some ways I didn't expect it to. But if you are a real big puppet fan, like the art of puppeteering, this is worth seeing just on that level. Mm. Because I think that on that level, it's excellent. But for me, I'm just going to give it a 6 out of 10 horribly dismembered piles of fluff. You know, if this was like a giallo or something, we'd be like, this was the most violent fucking giallo I've ever seen.
One of my favorite things was watching Phil's brother die, which that was like the best thing in that whole entire movie. I don't want to spoil it.
It was a funny thing. Like, what would a puppet's like kryptonite be? Like the ultimate like thing.
And
that,
then
like,
the cop's like, I found the murder weapon.
Can I just say though, puppets with a hot tub? I mean, come on.
Yeah, that was a little weird. You just get soggy and heavy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Didn't seem to make sense. But you know what? Puppets in our world walking around, how much of that made sense? That's where you dropped off.
Yeah, yes.
Exactly. Like, that's where you were like, this doesn't make
Chris,
sense.
I want to believe.
Puppet be in a hot tub.
First time we see him, he's driving a car.
Yeah, he's like, that I can buy, but puppet in a hot tub?
Yeah, what's your problem? Why don't you get this? This is very simple real world physics.